You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and up and down the state shoreline are included in that alert. The National Weather Service warns of dangerous swimming conditions on the lake through early Friday morning, with winds driving waves up to 6 feet. There's also an air quality alert in effect until midday today. The start of school for some students at Racine Unified Olympia Brown School could be impacted after a suspected drunk driver crashed into two classrooms early yesterday. It caused significant damage. The school was already expanding to a K-8 building. Officials are assessing how quickly repairs can be made to keep the school year on schedule. The people of Caledonia have more time to weigh in on a plan to rezone 240 acres of farmland into a large data center. The land is near the We Energies plant. There was public comment this week about the proposal, with people talking about the environmental impact and transparency concerns. The Village Planning Commission delayed a vote until August 25th to allow the developer to revise plans. You can read more about that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha County Health Officer Lori Plummer has resigned, and the search for her replacement is now underway. County Executive Samantha Kirkman made that announcement yesterday. Plummer had been with the county public health team since 2020 and became health officer in January of last year. And Milwaukee County leaders have approved $30 million to restore the Mitchell Park domes. The money will help create a public-private partnership and will repair and reglaze all three domes. Construction is expected to start in 2027. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a 2-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, what can I, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Three Body Problem is moving forward with a 2-season cast. The show about a Chinese scientist who inadvertently signals aliens, then discovers they are headed towards Earth and will arrive in a couple decades, was a critic's darling after season one. The scientists band together with a detective to help stave off an existential planetary threat. Claudia Dumit and Ellie DeLange join the cast. Season two of Three Body Problem drops in 2026 on Netflix. Here's a Pete pick. It's an oldie, but a goodie. For whatever reason, I never got around to watching the show Dexter until this past weekend. The Showtime drama thriller about a forensic scientist who is a serial killer, but only kills those he deems deserving, is at times suspenseful, thoughtful, and complex. The show dropped in 2006 and ran for 8 seasons. If you're looking for mystery accompanied by some dismemberment, you have several seasons to binge, and all of them can be streamed at Paramount+. In the weird get weirder news, after the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam incident involving astronomer CEO and the company's head of HR, who have both been let go, the company has hired Nepo Baby and publicity hound Gwyneth Paltrow as its temporary spokesman. Astronomer definitely has a sense of humor about itself, since Paltrow is the ex-wife of Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. Some people parlay an Oscar win into better creative work. Then there's Paltrow, who will try to sell anything. Director Richard Linklater and actor Ethan Hawke teamed up again for the film Blue Moon. A biographical drama with lots of music tells the story of Lawrence Hart, who was Richard Rodgers' partner before he connected with Oscar Hammerstein. The film is not expected to hit theaters until October of this year, but it's knocking the socks off most critics with 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Multiple times, the Linklater-Hawke collaborations have led to an Oscar nomination for Hawke. The first steps were big steps for the Fantastic Four at last weekend's box office. To no one's surprise, the new Marvel-Disney effort finished in first place after being aided by good reviews to rake in $117 million domestically and $240 million globally. This is the fourth summer blockbuster to open with over $400 million at the gate. It was all big studio competition for the remaining four spots of the top five. Superman finished in second place with a healthy $25 million in its third week of release. Jurassic World Rebirth came in third with $13 million in its fourth week of release. F1 Racing Flick, F1, finished in fourth place with just over $6 million, and the Smurfs finished in fifth place with $5.5 million in its second week on the big screen. Let's keep going to the movies, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and tonight. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tonight. High today, 73. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 on Friday, sunshine with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.